I have a question for you. If you were God, and if you loved you, the person you are now, the way God loves you, what would you, as God, give you, the person? In other words, if you could be God for an instant and bless yourself, how would you bless you? Absolutely anything you want, no limits. So, what would you want? My hunch is that that's going to take you a while to think through. You have some immediate needs, no doubt. Perhaps there's a relationship that's causing you some pain and you'd really like healing for that. Or a loved one who's really sick. Wham! Immediate healing. Then, of course, there are the desires. A really nice 5-star holiday like you've never had before. Or perhaps a bigger house in a nicer suburb without a mortgage. But then again, you know you should be asking for something better than that. So perhaps, I don't know, world peace, an end to sex trafficking and illicit drugs. Do you have any ideas in your head yet? Remember, you're God for an instant, and you can bless yourself with anything that you want. While you're thinking about that, I'll tell you what I'd want. I'd want exactly what the true living God, the one who sent Jesus to die for me, wants for me, nothing more and nothing less. Because even if I could be God for an instant, I still wouldn't have the wisdom and the insight and the love and the compassion to bless me with God's very best. And this is what God wants for me and for you. This is God's very best. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 12, "For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Yeah, I know we go through trials. That's life. But right smack bang in the middle of those trials, God wants you to have an overwhelming sense of His peace and His joy. Peace in your heart that's real. Peace in your heart that's so incredibly powerful because it comes from God. And since it comes from God, it overrides, it trumps any of your relationships or your circumstances that would rob you of your peace. Joy that's so real, so powerful that no dark cloud, no dangerous or difficult or painful situation can rain on your parade. God's peace and God's joy in abundance, overflowing out of your life on the good days and the bad. This isn't some theory lesson. It's what God wants to give you. And He is ready and waiting. All you need to do is to believe His word and ask for His blessing. That's God's word, fresh for you today.